Oh, my name is Chris Johnson, and I once picked up a hitchhiker. I worked at a gas station when I was going through college. So it's a summer night at the gas station. My girlfriend at the time also worked at the gas station. She worked the shift after me. I worked second shift, like 3 to 11, and she worked like 11 at night to 7 in the morning. Lot of fuckers coming in 11 at night to 7 in the morning. There was a bar next door to this place, and all night long, you'd get fucking drunks coming in buying cigarettes and shit. The craziest motherfucker that I've ever seen was this pilot. He claimed to be a pilot. He comes in like towards the end of the shift change. He's got like 4 suitcases. He's a bald guy. He looks like he's been hitting the bottle a bit. Comes in asking for a cab. And I'm like, dude, this is the fucking like way fucking suburb. It's going to cost you your left testicle if you want to get a fucking cab out here. So he decides what he wants to do. I don't give a shit. Finally decides, like, I'm just going to wait here all night for a taxi or for somebody to give me a ride. And which wouldn't have been a big deal. Like, I wouldn't have given a rat's ass. But, like, he was a weird fucking dude. He was a weird guy. My girlfriend thought he was fucking creepy. She didn't really want him fucking staying there. And he just wasn't fucking going anywhere. I start talking to him, just figuring out the situation. I got to gauge what we're dealing with here. And he's like, yeah, I was at a party. And we were drinking a little bit. And then they brought out the cannabis. And I couldn't smoke any of that because I'm drug tested as a pilot. So I had to get the fuck out of there. So apparently he didn't have a fucking car. He was just at like some weird house party in this Buffalo suburb with 4 suitcases and his pilot license that he's now dragging through the street in the middle of a hot summer night. Eventually we get to a point. He calls up his girlfriend. She tells him to fuck off. Finally, after like a half hour of this guy just milling around, he says to me, is there an airport around here? I will give you $50 if you drive me there. And I didn't really want to do it. You've seen those crazy movies. I thought I might get fucking stabbed. But then he walked over to the ATM and he took out $50, put it in my hand. And I said, my vehicle's around the corner, sir. I was driving a shitty minivan at the time, like a fucking like a soccer mom van. We load his shit up in the van and we start heading off to the airport. He's pretty thankful. Starts talking to me. I'm not fucking listening. I don't give a shit what this guy has to say. He takes out this video camera. Old video camera. We're talking, what fucking years? It's 2016. So this is probably 2005, I would say, at the latest. So, you know, we don't... Cell phones and cell phone video and shit aren't out yet. So he's got this fucking video camera. The flap comes out on the side. You can watch the videos on that shit. He's like, if you don't mind, I'm just going to pass the time by watching these videos. And my instant thought was this fucking guy's got porn on that camera. It was my first thought. He's a fucking creepy guy. Why the fuck else is he bringing out a camera? What the fuck else could he possibly have to show me than porn videos? That was my first thought. Sadly, I was correct. He was filming himself fucking this woman, and he was watching it as he's sitting next to me as I'm driving this guy to the fucking airport. And if that wasn't bad enough, you want to... All right, fine. You sit next to me and you watch porn. I will get you to the airport. You paid me $50. But he wanted me to watch it with him as I was driving. It was like if you ever watched a movie with a little kid and they want to constantly show you the best parts and rewind stuff. That's what I'm dealing with here. I'm looking ahead. I just, you know, how many miles? 10 miles to go, all right? That's, if I fucking go 80, I can get there in 8 minutes. At one point, he's like, oh, hey, man, check this one out. Oh, fuck. So I look over. This woman's got the camera, like she's holding it up like between her chest. I see his head enter the fucking scene, and he's going to town at the Y. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then he starts narrating this shit, like, to me as he's fucking sitting there. He's like, you know, it's fucking gross. He's like, pussy. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then fucking 2 seconds after that maniac says, pussy, to me in the fucking car, the fucking video version of him looks up and stares at me from that little fucking screen and says the same goddamn thing. And like, I couldn't be more fucking creeped out. I got fucking dueling pussies from the same fucking dirtbag. One where he's banging some chick and then another where he's just sitting next to me. And now one, I'm thinking like, do you want to fuck me? I got a lot of room in the back. Are you going to throw another 50 on? He fast forwards. I saw the guy's dick. I mean, think about that. Guy comes into the gas station, wants a fucking ride, gives me $50 to take him to the airport. Little did I know that fucking 30 minutes later, I'd see his penis. I'd see his penis. I'd see his fucking girlfriend's chest. I'd see some snatch. Fuck. We get to the airport and he's like, hey man, give me your address. Thank you very much. I'm going to be watching this shit all night. I'll send you some tickets. You send me some plane tickets. That shit's going to be stuck together by the time I get it. I gave him the address to the gas station. Never did get those free plane tickets. Maybe that's a good thing. I made $50 though. So it wasn't a total loss. Why don't you follow me on Twitter? How about that? We'll be online friends. @JohnsonHateYou.